When two inner-sea superpowers go to war, the ripples are felt throughout the region. A group of intrepid heroes, or should we say, intrepid rebels, join a league of righteous freedom fighters to liberate their people from the binds of infernal tyranny. Nefarious forces from without and within will do anything to stop these hellbreakers. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this diabolical defiance.
I'm Rue, my pronouns are they, he, or ze, and I play Nalastri, a Strix champion of Arshea, devoted to breaking Chalaxian shackles.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Mizera, formerly of the Golden Arrhenius, a Nephilim human sorcerer hoping to save Isker and herself from hell.
I'm John, and I'm playing Thaddeus T. Millwright, a halfling inventor with a sinister secret.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Augustus Manshuxley, a gnome lawyer and witch.
And I'm Mark, playing Flack, a goblin ranger who has something to prove.
And now, on with the episode. Previously, our intrepid hellbreakers saved a handful of supplies and an adorable monkey from a sinking, burning ship. They fought through smoke and flame to find crates of weapons and armor, as well as help a few of the injured crew members back to shore. Once on dry land, a water snake emerged from the river to bite one of the swabbies. A few moments later, they dispatched the serpent and saved the man from succumbing to its poison. But when they returned to Sarengala with the supplies, they learned that Rokrag had not yet returned from his meeting with a contact at a place called the Waterspout Inn, just down the road from the city. 30th of Rova, 4725 Absalom Reckoning. So, it's about a day and a half away to this inn, which is, again, between the road between here and... Let me take you to, actually, a map of Isgur itself. That's always fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Sarengalo is sort of, you know, by that confluence of rivers there. Lagos is sort of, like, over by the border. This is not quite all the way to Swift Run. This is maybe, like, half a day before.
Oh, it's, like, part way to Swift Run.
Yeah. It's mostly the Swift Run, but it's not a complete, you know, Swift Run is on the other side.
It's a fast walk around.
It's a fast walk. Indeed. Is there anything you all want to do in Sarengala before you leave?
I don't, like, have any money.
You can sell some of the stuff you've been sort of collecting. That compass is, you know, worth some money if you want to sell it and buy something, but...
continue to take down those posters that have such offensive lack of legal specificity to them.
There haven't been any more posted in Sarengalo since you arrived and started taking them. But there's like parts of the city that you haven't been to. It's you know, long enough to sort of, yeah, you can tear those down. Like the Northwest Wall maybe has a couple on there, and you can go around and spend an hour sort of tearing them down. But as you sort of maybe leave to the southwest, you're seeing a little bit more of them as well along that road that you haven't been down. So there's a couple sort of posts, trees, and rip those down. It does seem to be like whatever's happening is still like that bounty is still out there. It has not been rescinded. You haven't heard too many people being sort of grabbed up off the streets to get that bounty. But you know, you can kind of suspect it might be happening in other places in the country.
Okay.
You take a ride. Again, it's about a day and a half. So you get to this inn at around dusk. It's not quite the lights aren't quite blazing out of the out of it. But you basically can see this small two-story building that has a stone fountain sort of in front of it. It's basin kind of currently empty. It's got some leaves in it a bit. There is a, it looks like it used to be like painted a kind of a bright blue, but it's faded to gray since then. It's a little older. There is a, inn behind it that is also was once probably painted that same blue color, now kind of also very faded. There's a sign above the door that says Waterspout Inn, and there's a kind of a crude image of a little upwards water swirl kind of underneath it. There's a stable nearby as well. More sort of noticeable as you're sort of getting, you know, you're not like right up at the front door just yet because you see this, as you get approached, there is a larger, boat kind of like anchored directly behind the inn. It's got some lanterns sort of lit. It is kind of a painted, almost like almost completely pitch black. Although it has a few like accents of this bright green to it. And there's also, you can see a couple tents of red and black fabric behind the inn, between the inn and the ship. Right. And the between the inn and the river, right. There's maybe like a small campfire just sort of being lit there as well. You can maybe see a few people kind of like moving about, but not make out any details from this distance. I'm going to kind of like bring you to the map, although you won't be as close as you are unless you really want to be.
Okay.
Can you remind me, what did Rokrag come here to do?
Moira said he was had a contact that he wanted to talk to just to see.
But he hadn't come back.
He had not come back. He wanted to know basically like, cause the, when the Hell Knights fled Breach Hill, they kind of fled toward in the direction of Logos. Because that's right on the border, right? And he wanted to make sure that there was, according to Mara, he wanted to make sure there wasn't any more Hell Knight activity kind of moving back northeast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe it's, or just sort of figure out what's up. You know, contact with who lives closer to Chelax might know. But again, he had not returned. Okay. Possibly because of this ship, this strange, unusual ship had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could I make a society check to see if I know what kind of ship that is?
Yeah. Society, if you happen to have sailing lore, but...
Ooh. Yeah. But like, do those colors represent any particular...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
group
nation or group.
Nation, yeah.
Would warfare lore work on that too?
You can give me war. You can give me warfare lore, yeah. So this with a six on the society check, it does look like it has some Chalaxian elements to it. Do you think? And Tad, you're pretty sure this is a tank, not a ship.
I've never seen a tank.
Yeah, and you never seen one. No, you're like, oh, that's just submersible. No, it's a dual masted ship. It is still a river ship. It's not quite a full ocean vessel, though. This one probably could go on the ocean pretty easily. It doesn't look like it's like armored with cannons, though. From here, as you can see, yeah, you're not sure. It has a Chalaxian make to it. It's probably Chalaxian, just not painted bright red and black, just black. Stealth means, maybe. Okay. So, you do notice that, like, there aren't, from as you're getting all closer, there's no horses at the stable.
Oh, good.
It doesn't look like there's, like, people coming in and out of the inn, either.
Okay.
All right.
From where we are, is it the tents go sort of the whole space between the ship and the
basically
inn? Like a little encampment kind of.
Yeah, I can kind of like, I don't mind if you see this, so I'm just going to move you over here and so you can kind of see what it looks like. Cause you can kind of spot it from a distance.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's basically three tents kind of in a circle ish around a campfire. But
thank you.
No worries. And you know, kind of classic fantasy building, thatch roof.
Right.
Does have two stories though. Probably a little more sort of like gabled at the one end, and then just sort of flat kind of down here where there might be more. You know, just one story.
All right.
And there is definitely a front door, right there.
All right.
But nobody's coming in or out.
Yeah.
Does it look abandoned? I mean, it's you're giving me a dilapidated feel.
It's not quite. I wouldn't call it dilapidated. It's just not super well taken care of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Older than you know. You're. I mean, just weather beaten, probably.
Okay.
A better word.
Okay.
Should we just go in?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right. So feel free to walk yourselves up to the door. Lovely. That's a chimney.
Oh,
yeah, that's basically. The door.
The door is right down here. Yeah.
Yep.
You open the door.
I do.
Inside are a few people who are not visible currently. Where are they? Okay, they're there.
They're invisible people.
They're not. They're invisible. There is two of them. They're at the this table. This one table here. Round table. They look like they're gambling, probably drinking. It does look like every other piece of furniture has been pushed to the northeast corner and piled up.
Weird.
And there's another fellow behind the bar. The fellow behind the bar looks up at you and is in the process. It looks like, without thinking about, before he like sees you, he says, "Inn's closed." And then he kind of looks at you. Who are you lot? He kind of like moves here, and this other one, this guy stands up from his table, and he kind of stands up here. They are dressed in sort of standard, sort of like peasanty gear. I mean, they're wearing leather armor. They're kind of just sort of standard, sort of like traveling gear. But as you're sort of like in there and in the light, you can see each of them does have like a Cheliax kind of like patch hastily sewn onto their armor. The Cheliax flag, right?
Oh.
Right.
We're traveling.
Yes, we're looking for a friend of ours, actually. Been on the road for a very long time. Hoping to catch up with him. I don't know if you may have seen other travelers come through.
Nah, Inn's closed.
Well, we're happy to pay some good coin to wet our whistles and perhaps just pay for information about what might have happened to our friend.
This guy who is in front kind of turns to the guy who's behind the bar and goes, "Maybe we should let him in." This guy is kind of like, he's got a crossbow. Yeah, he does. He has a crossbow sort of like on the bar in front of him. He hasn't picked it up yet. And these guys have weapons on them, but they're not out. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He waves you in. Yeah. Come on in here.
Yes, well, I'm certainly not one to shy away from a good drink after a hard day on the road, if you don't mind. I hold up my hands or show I don't carry any weapons either.
Sure, yeah.
Come hang out.
He kind of like points to you, Flack, and says, "So you can stay right there by the fireplace."
Oh, we want you to make sure you're good and warm and comfortable.
Yeah.
Good and warm. The third person like begins sort of gathering up the cards as they're sort of ended their hand. There's like their cards, and there's actually some dice on the table as well. And several sort of empty bottles. They don't look like they're like super intoxicated, but it does look like they've been sort of just drinking pretty freely.
Yeah,
all right there, gnome fella. What do you have, I guess?
Well, dare I hope that you've got some high caliber sipping whiskey for myself, and just water for Hod is fine. And my friends are probably interested in libations as well.
He takes a bit behind the bar. Give me a perception check.
Sure.
Does he know what a libation is?
You get the impression.
17, yeah.
You get the impression this is not his bar.
No.
He's looking around for stuff. Okay. Where a bartender,
he's looking around to see what's back there.
Good with sipping whiskey. Okay. And he kind of looks over. You can kind of see that there's definitely a couple bottles of empty bottles of whiskey on the table. And then he's like, and looking back, and he pulls up this random looking bottle. It's probably whiskey. It's brown.
There are certainly no other brown alcohol.
The whole bottle. All right.
You probably want a mug.
Sip it, chug it. It's up to you.
he kind of just sort of quickly grabs something, and he's giving you basically a stein. Like a mug of
whiskey.
A beer stein.
He's not giving
whiskey.
You a nice sipping glass. He just gives you a mug.
Wow.
Oh, no.
All right. Might I put forth the assumption, my friend, that you haven't been in service at this bar here very long. What can you tell me about the owner?
He's sick.
That's unfortunate. It turns out that I've got not one, but two of my companions here are excellent at tending to the injured, and excellent. Well, I'm glad that he's in such good care as someone of yourself. How long ago did he get sick? Perhaps put another way, how long have you been here working at this bar?
Nalastra, you notice that the guy who sort of invited you to the table goes up to the front door and closes it.
I was going to say, did I see this guy?
See this. It's not doing it sneakily. He's just sort of like casually. He kind of gives you, unless he does give you a little bit of a stink eye as he walks by. Like a little bit of okay. But then he goes to the front door and this kind of closes it. And he remains standing there. I don't know. Whatever. That's only been like a day.
Oh, excellent. Where are you from? It doesn't, if I can tell, if your accent gives you away, you're certainly not from the area.
I'm not from the area. I'm from Isgur. Where are you from?
Also, Isgur, but I mean this place here, this bar, this, and I look around at town.
It's a roadside inn. So it's like a, you know, meant for travelers to stop on their way before. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why I look around and say town and kind of shrug. Like the word escapes me when in fact it does not.
Yeah. Fair enough. I guess I'm from around here. I don't recall ever seeing your lot around here though.
Yeah. Well, I do travel back and forth a lot. So, you know.
This other guy kind of moves and sits in the chair. Are you sitting in that chair or are you standing behind it?
Yeah, I think I'm sitting in the chair.
Okay. He comes and sits in the chair directly. The third guy comes and sits in the chair directly, even though he was clearly probably sitting in a different chair earlier. You saw him get out from a different chair. He comes in and kind of sits right next to you and he's really kind of like staring at you. As if to like kind of like get a glimpse. I'm sure you kind of got your hood up, right?
Right, yeah.
He's kind of like trying to like peer under the hood to try to get a glimpse of who you are.
Is this one guy staying by the door? Is he like?
And he's keeping an eye on you for sure, Flack.
Well, right back at him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to try to get attention off of Mizera, I just I'm from Cheliax.
Sure. What? The guy at the door is like. Oh, yeah. Strix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess nice to have you here.
Yeah. I'm vacationing.
Okay.
Taking
Seems
a look
like an odd time to be doing that.
Oh, you know, thinking about where I might buy a house sometime.
You don't got many houses here in Isgur.
I mean, after all this is over, the real estate will be real cheap.
She is trying to imply that when Isgur becomes part of Cheliax, as it should be, as we all know, they're looking forward to buying property here.
Okay. Right. Give me like a deception.
I'll sure try.
Yeah. It sounds great.
I sure am good at that, let me tell you. I have a hero point. I'm going to re-roll that.
Re-roll this one? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Natural 20.
I hate to talk like this, but the guy at the door says, oh, you're one of the good ones, huh?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing with this goblin and these others?
Well, myself.
Obviously, the goblin here is carrying our stuff for us, and also our guide. We're not very good at navigating on our own.
Yeah, like
looking at,
no, I'm trying to look like a guide. I don't know how to do that, but I'll try.
Yeah, Nolastri like gestures at Mizera, like, hello. Obviously, we're here to be taken places. Like,
yeah.
I actually wonder if we don't need a slightly, no offense to you, my goblin friend. I wonder if we don't need a taller goblinoid guide. Have you seen a hobgoblin around since you've been here?
It's clear they all tense up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need a perception check to see that. And they look at each other. Why are you looking for a hobgoblin?
Well, yes, I said it's when we came in, we were actually looking to rendezvous with a friend of ours. That friend of ours is a hobgoblin, and we've started to become worried that he may have met some sort of unfortunate difficulties around here someplace.
Puts his hand on the crossbow, the guy behind the bar.
Oh, goodness.
Mm.
My hobgoblin friend, is he sick, too?
If he's lucky, he's sick. If he's unlucky, who knows? Tell you what, everybody.
Yeah?
You're going to take off all your weapons. You're going to throw them there, out there in the pile of the chairs in the corner there. And you're going to let us tie you up.
Who's talking?
The guy behind the bar. Got his hand on his crossbow. He's slowly moving it towards towards him.
That sounds like fun, but not with you.
Yeah.
And I ain't asking.
Neither am I.
I'm going to shoot him.
I'm shooting, yeah. That's
when they do take their weapons out as directed.
Yeah. We take our weapons out and then we aim
out as directed.
Oh no. I forgot to end that previous encounter. Okay. For sure. Before we're gonna roll initiative as you take your weapons out in a way that is clearly not just I'm just taking my weapon out to throw it on the ground.
Oh no, this
I'm taking my weapon out. So you won't have to draw your weapons as part of your actions, but we are gonna see who gets to go first.
Okay. Oh, that was almost a one.
We've had way too many of lately.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh.
I'm gonna look at your character sheet there, Tad.
I'm
gonna just change it so that it's perception from now on.
Yeah,
okay. Change to initiative at some point.
I don't know why, and I was thinking maybe I had something special that did that, but I don't know.
I think you just accidentally may have done it, or I may have let you roll crafting for initiative at some previous date. Since you rolled only an 11 total, I'm gonna just let you have it.
I'm number one. No, 1-1. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nolastri, you're first. This guy has a mace.
Yeah.
He's got it kind of casually. He kind of held it casually. The guy nearest Mizera had not yet grabbed the mace up from the table, but there is a mace on the table in front of him. And this guy has his crossbow down here by the bar. Your friends are, I assume you two are drawing some, what have you got, a sword? By the way.
Me?
Yeah, what do you?
A flail.
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
It's a chain flail.
As if to say that. In a way that's a little more threatening than I'm just going to put it down so that everyone senses up. What do you want to do?
I have a personal and religious dislike of being trapped in places. So I'm going directly for our friend here who's blocking the door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sort of just kind of take a, like as I'm approaching, like swing with the flail down.
Okay. Are you doing this non-lethally?
Yes.
Okay. So don't forget to take the -2 unless you have
a way I do to not.
Avoid that.
Ooh.
That is definitely a hit.
Just. Ooh, ow.
Nice damage.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Tapped him real good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. I missed. I lost connection for a second, so I didn't see the damage. What did you get?
Oh, nine.
Nine. Oh, you max
damage. Maximum damage.
You nearly knock him unconscious with one hit. Almost instantly, like, giant brew is welling up on his face.
And I'm just kind of, like, hovering over him, like standing over him, and I want to try and, like, intimidate him to keep him down.
Okay.
With my last action.
Right. Demoralize.
Yeah. In my action macro? Yes, it is. Whoops. Come back here. Get targeted.
Did you roll it?
I'm trying to target him, okay. And it was not letting me.
You don't need to necessarily target him for demoralize. That's fine.
Boo.
Interesting. That is a 13. That is a success.
Woo!
Nice.
He gets startled by you just walking at him and cracking his skull right now.
Yeah.
Great. Flack.
All right. Well, I was going to go after that guy, but he seems pretty well taken care of. So let's target this fellow down here at the table. And so I think I've got him selected now. And let's go ahead and hunt prey on him. Did that work? I don't think it did.
So you know what? I need to grab the hunted prey thing for you. Hunt prey effect more than the hunt prey ability.
Okay. See that
effect? There it is. Okay. Okay. Target.
Okay. Is it on now?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And then let's do some shooting.
That is usually what follows the hunt prey.
Mm-hmm. Was telling me I don't have ammunition assigned to my phone?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you probably had to reload.
Thing.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have any ammo currently. You used it all up, which you probably would have bought more.
I specifically said I had bought more at one point.
Add it to your inventory again.
All right, so I need to tell it.
Arrows, please.
Yeah.
That I have arrows.
There you go. There you go. Arrows now. Yeah. Done.
Am I good?
You're good.
Okay.
Shoot him.
Shooting him.
Ooh, make hit.
21.
Yeah.
And also for an 18.
Yep. Three and three. All right.
Three and three.
So you put two arrows into him.
Yep.
Those are non-lethal. He says.
You're right. And, they're not.
he's still standing, but he is like bleeding.
Okay.
His chest wound for sure.
And that should have been a second action, so I get a third.
You do get a third action.
Yeah, and that will be another shot.
All right. I love the flurry ranger, folks.
Yep, love the flurry ranger.
That one misses.
That's not very good, though.
It's the wall behind him.
Yep. Okay. Now I'm done.
Mm-hmm. All right. The frightened, battered Chalaxian loyalist is going to open the door behind him. They're like scrabbling, just trying to like not like take his eyes off you, Nalatri. But he's like scrabbling for the door. He cracks that open. You don't have any reactions, right?
Not for that.
Okay.
No.
And then kind of begins, he leaves.
Oh,
he runs off into the night, perhaps.
That's fine.
Unless you want to chase him.
No.
Yeah.
I worry he may have friends in the area.
Do you want me to go knock him unconscious? I can. Next turn when it's my turn.
he's going to go down there. Okay. I'll roll rolled pretty similarly with these guys. All right, the guy with the that just has two arrows in him, he's gonna grab his mace off the table, and I think I can't get to you in one action. Well, if I only had some sort of sudden charge, which I don't.
He was like next to me, right? Or
yeah, he was like right there. Yeah.
Okay. Not that that's better for me or anything.
He fully stands up, which would just keep him there, because he was in the chair. He almost got pinned to the chair. And then I'm just gonna, you know what? I'm gonna bash your. You're all here together, so Mizera, you're getting a mace.
Yeah.
A light mace, possibly to the light face. Yeah, that is going to hit you.
Yep, that'll hit.
It's a little tiny club, so you're taking 5 damage. All right. And that is that. Oh, I haven't begun the encounter. What the heck? And the last one. Oh, I got them confused.
Who has a crossbow?
It has a crossbow. Yeah, this guy's going to just fully shoot you, Flax, from back there. I got the range for it.
Yeah, fine. You go ahead.
Oh, the goblin's got arrows.
He's crazy.
He's crazy. ooh, that's gonna miss my one.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Flack.
You call that shooting?
You'll see about this little green son of a gun. And takes a second shot. Misses.
Ooh.
All right, Mizera.
Please, sir, you're just embarrassing yourself with that shot.
Exactly. I'm in no danger at all.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. This guy is next to me here, and I'm going to tell them, well, he can eat fire in hell, and I'm going to cast Ignition on him. The melee.
There you go.
There you go.
You punch him, basically, with your fiery fist?
Yeah, basically, I, get a little orb of fire in my hand, kind of, shoving at him.
Shoving in his face. That is a hit.
Yeah. I feel just damage. Slapping him across the face.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
How dare you?
Okay.
A 4, a damage.
Not a ton of damage, so it probably is just a slap. Oh!
He's got two arrows in his mouth, so you slap him hard.
You slapped him to death!
He goes down, he is... Mm-hmm. A little, not by rules on fire, but he's a little smoldering, technically dying.
Well, we can deal with that.
I'm just letting
later.
You know if you let people die, that's you know what that may or may not do is up to you. Well, we have one action.
Well,
are we still on the whole not kill people thing.
That's up to you. How much you were asked not to kill. Kill too many people, I guess, was basically.
Okay. I mean,
fraction of them is okay, though.
If he is technically dying, we could still do something about it. So I'm gonna. You know what? Since I don't have to really move now, I'm gonna take cover behind the table. Just
okay, great.
Duck down.
Yeah. From the guy with the bow. Cover.
Like the classic upend the table.
Oops.
Yeah, basically just flip the table and then just kind of.
Yeah, flip the table. Yeah. Classic.
Great. All right, Tad.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm targeting the guy behind the bar. I will go ahead and try my crafting check first.
What do you need?
I actually don't know what I need.
Usually you have the using the effect here. Do this.
Okay.
Oh, standard DC for your level, which I think is 14. So that is just a success. We'll say that's a success.
All right. Well, then I will shoot him standardly.
Okay.
Not
one.
I'll just miss him.
Okay.
I'll stand.
Right. You shoot a bottle off the bar,
and I'll reload.
Or Hod. <kid. laughs>
Augustus.
Alrighty. Well, I am going to have the fellow behind the bar. Let me get out of the way here. For my first action, I'm going to tell Hod to go ahead and move around the bar to get within 10 feet of him. And I tell the man, I've got things are plainly not going your way, sir. And I've got an arrangement that we can make. My valet can give you all of the particulars, and I'll cast Pact Broker.
What is that thing?
On him. That is a, I offer to broker a pact of peace. The target can either accept or not. And if they take hostile actions, then they have to make a will save or they take some damage.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to accept that. He's freaked out by
I don't
Hod.
Think that you are. Well, and then even worse, because Hod is within 10 feet of him when I cast a hex, Hod just whispers at him in words that are too low for anyone else to hear, but they're enough to unnerve him and make the guy behind the bar off guard.
Unnerved. I'll just put that on there. Oh, never mind.
I have commanded Hod, cast Pack Broker. I will also cast Shield in case he gets any bright ideas.
Okay. I'm going to do the will save, right. Not good at will saves. And that is a failure. We'll go ahead and put on him. All right. Nalastri.
I will... I can't quite make it over and stabilize this person. Let me get over there. The stabilizing is two actions, yeah?
The medicine check, yeah.
Yeah, so I cannot quite do it. So instead, I will raise my shield.
This on too. I don't have that on you. Great. You've got that. Wait, where'd you go? Shield up, raised shield. All right. Flak.
Yeah.
The hunted prey is down.
He is. He is down. So I guess I might as well hunt a different prey. Right. The guy behind the bar.
All right.
And I don't know if that I can't tell if it works.
That doesn't do anything. What you need is the hunted prey effect. So it's you target this guy, you get the prey effect. There you go.
There. I don't see a hunted prey effect.
Well, it's a different thing that it's weirdly not in the ability. What you're putting up in Foundry is the feat, and so because which gives you the hunt prey action, but also the hunt prey action doesn't have the hunt prey effect. Weirdly,
using the action tab.
What you need to click is use and not the button that says action. Right? You see, there's a underneath the action tab. There's a use hunt prey button. And not the big action symbol next to it.
No, I don't see that.
Okay. I'll point it out to you.
Okay.
Later. It's fine. We've got it.
Or maybe it's this one.
There you go. That's it. Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. All right.
So then you just click the button and then you,
okay. Yeah. Okay. And then let's go ahead and shoot him. Oh, that was so close to a 20.
So close. It is going to hit still.
It is going to hit. Let's do some damage.
He's off guard, but even though he's also behind the
ball. Oh, yes.
6 points.
He's going to take
nice shot.
Thank you. And we'll shoot him one more time.
That one's going to miss, though.
Nope, that'll miss. Okay.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I've made my point.
Literally.
Yep.
Let's go there. No. Okay. Great. The guy who just got shot and is behind the bar, is just not having a good day. I've got to reload my entire crossbow. And then there's so many things. I've got a lot of targets. I'm going to move down the edge of the bar to about there. And then I am going to shoot at Flack because you're the one who just shot me with an arrow.
That's right.
Then I welcome your three yes. points of mental damage for violating our arrangement that it was offered.
Well, that'll hit me.
Hit? And
yeah, that'll hit me.
You take a little bit of damage.
Congratulations for finally figuring out how to use...
One point of damage.
One point.
No.
Okay.
And as he grabs his head, my head.
All right. Mazera.
All right. Well, I guess. So is this guy still dying?
Yeah, he's still dying. I didn't roll for him, but I also say he's still dying.
Fine. I'll have him not die. I'm going to just leave him on the floor, though.
You don't have to pick him up. You just can.
Yeah, I just kind of like put my hand on him and he's not dying.
Okay, I'll be unconscious instead.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, that takes me two actions, so I'm just going to continue to hang out here behind the table then.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Tad.
All right, I want to try this again.
You can do it, Tad.
Oh, no.
No, you can't.
I'm getting tired of this. I'm going to go ahead and re-roll.
All right. Go for it. Better.
Better.
Excellent.
Hold on a second here.
Critical hit.
It is a critical hit. Why?
Oh, excellent.
Cover. It's that off guard.
Mm. Yeah, the off guard pushed it into...
If only he had taken my deal.
If only.
I don't want your deal. You weird little gnome. Oh my god, all my body.
That's a lot of damage.
This is what happened to the captain, Rue, at the other side.
Why? Wow.
Should have taken the deal.
You should have taken the deal.
I reach over and cover Hod's eyes.
He shouldn't have to see that.
There's no saving that guy.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Fully.
No!
His head is like just blown off completely.
Uh-huh. Well,
you hear some yelling outside.
Yeah, the boomstick is pretty loud, right?
After that, too, there's like, you hear just basically someone that's it's kind of muffled, but it sounds like one of the guy who ran away, basically saying,
insurgents! Insurgents in the inn. Insurgents in the inn.
We should loot and go.
Yeah.
Do you want to grab stuff and run away? What do you want? Yeah. How do you want to do? We're basically falling out of initiative here for a moment.
Okay. There's an upstairs here. Do we think that would help us at all?
I want to see if the innkeeper or our friend are maybe upstairs.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It might be better to try to defend the inn rather than go outside.
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Are you going to lock that door and defend it then, Flack?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Closing that door?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would have like a latch on the inside to lock it. Mm-hmm.
If there is, I will use it.
You do. There is also a back door.
I saw it. It's right over here.
I'm sure you knew it was there.
Nope.
Oh, I'll go to the back door and lock it.
Okay, you do that. I'm here.
Those two doors.
But yeah.
Nolastri, Augustus, you head upstairs to start looking around.
Nolastri's coming with me, I believe.
Yes.
The three of you head upstairs to look around, or are you staying down here, Isis?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to also stay down here in case people show up.
From the back, Tad, from that door where you're standing at, you do hear the sounds of people shouting. A little bit,
yeah.
More loud talking, not quite shouting. Okay. What what do you mean they're in there? No, they came in there. Strix hit me upside the head with a flail. A Strix.
Hey, so how do we lock this door so they can't get in?
It's locked. It's latched. Basically like a wooden latch. It's not a key lock. It's just a... that you can only kind of get it from the inside.
It's like a bar, you know?
Like a bar.
Yeah, like a little bar. It's not a full like bar across the whole entire door. It's just more like
right
near the top-ish kind of thing.
Okay.
We can go roll a chair under the door if you want.
Yeah,
to.
You can throw chuck a chair under there. That sounds great.
Yeah,
chuck a chair under there, and then take up a position.
Yeah.
Are there any windows?
Not down here.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe on the second floor there might be windows. Right. There begins this sort of like the sound of people. You hear some movement and people, maybe gathering something, and then like. Someone tries to open the door, Tad, the back door, basically. Right? Chunk, they locked it, and he begins to sort of like hammering it, essentially with their shoulder. Mm-hmm. Upstairs, the two of you kind of look. There's several rooms. You had to kind of like peek in each one of them, noticing that they're all unoccupied, with the exception of one, where you find a. Oh, hold on. Here he is. He's this guy. From his apron, you can tell he's like some sort of barkeep or what have you. He's lying on a bed, passed out, drunk. There's a bottle sort of open next to him, right? He reeks of liquor. And he's snoring a little, not quite loud, not like super loud, but just... he's got kind of a frown on his face, right? Yeah. Do anything up there?
I think we probably leave him here.
Yeah, he's probably the innkeeper.
I was more hoping we'd find our hobgoblin friend up here, but
yeah.
Rokrag, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
Sadly, he does not appear to be up here.
Well,
are there windows up here that we can maybe peer out of and get a sense of what's going on around the
Let me check something
inn?
Here. I think they put down where do I see this? I saw this somewhere. There's got to be like some windows. Yes, because I think you can see light in them at some point. If after it gets dark, but it hasn't gotten dark yet.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mainly there's two or three rooms in the back of the inn that kind of look out on the river that have the windows, because that's the nicer view.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty much just wooden shutters. They're not glass windows. Right? They're all currently closed up. You hear more sort of shouting, banging on the door. Help me knock this down.
They're trying to get in. The back.
Yeah. Can we see? But we can see only towards the river. We can't see to where the people are.
You can kind of like look down a little bit. You're not like, because they're like right underneath, but you can't make out a lot of detail because there's a little bit of the window ledge in the way.
Okay.
But you do see two humans dressed more in military leathers, red and black.
Okay.
Right, trying to bash the door down.
Okay, that's okay. Actually just what I was looking for. Is it a couple of people or is it like 20 people? Was
right
really
now,
my
two guys
question.
Sort of trying to open the door down. There's a third guy sort of nearer the tents who looks more like the three guys you just fought, who just kind of look wearing sort of simple leathers with a sort of little patch on there. You can kind of look out onto the ship, note for right now that there are. Right. It looks like you see two people on the deck of the ship. Again, more military bearing, chillaxing red and black armor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a total of five people we can see. Two sort of military people at the door, one leather clad person loitering near the door, and then two other military people on the deck of the ship. Is that right?
The people on the deck of the ship. Oh, sorry. The people on. Oh, I just rolled perception. for an NPC. Where is that? The people on the deck of the ship are, there it is, kind of looking out at what the commotion that's going on, but they haven't, they're not like fully, they've okay. got their weapons out, but they're not like rushing off the ship at the moment, right?
I have a question.
So you're looking out one of these windows. Go ahead, get Rue.
Are we at an angle such that if I perhaps had the atrophy bomb from our stash, I could drop it on these two who are at the door?
Yes. Yes. We're gonna have you roll that as an attack roll, but we're also gonna give
great fun.
We'll call it, maybe it's a fortune check. While you're sort of opening the windows and looking out and getting the bomb and about to drop it, the guy in the brown with the leathers and he's got his crossbow does sort of notice you open the window and he's like, "Oh, they're upstairs!" And he points up his crossbow and fires it at you at the same time as you drop this bomb. Let's resolve that before we dive into anything else. roll that again and take the better of the two results. Because since you're just dropping it, I'm going to give you a fortune check to make the attack.
There you go. Oh, that 20. Okay.
Well, that's what we love.
That's exactly placed.
Terrific.
Right there.
Let me target you. Oof. Gosh, I can't find
it. Oh, wait,
you.
That's there not right. Go. Sorry. That's my talent damage. That shouldn't be what it is.
Oh yeah.
Roll the bomb. Right. Roll the bomb damage. Nope. All wrong.
How?
It's a D4 persistent void damage.
Okay. That is weird. It's not fully programmed in there. Super good, is it? Okay. So which the guy? Are you hitting the guy? It's let's just say there's two guys. One that's sort of right up on the door, and one that's not quite up on the door. The one is that's not quite up on the door. You can hit. But he's dropped it right on him.
Yeah.
And so one void. One... So this guy, but the guy, whoops, open the door. That guy takes one void damage. And the other guy takes
1d4.
Wait, and one plus one. So the splash damage he takes as well, but also he's going to take that 1d4 void when it comes down to it. And enfeebled one. Now it says until the start of your next turn, but we're just going to do one round since we're not really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. however, as that sort of splashes onto him, psh, oh, they look up. They scream out towards the ship and say, "Captain Bane, Captain Bane, we've got insurgents. We've got insurgents out here." And that's where we're going to end it for this session.
Run away! Oh.
Oh.